Today's daf is daf Tezayin, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and we are holding in the middle of the Yudches Dvorim, and we were talking about the various gezeiros, and because we got involved in the question of when was the actual gezeiro of Netilas Yadayim, we went back to Shlomo HaMelech, to the original Machlokas of Shammai VeHillel, and it turns out that the Yudches Dvar has turned into an excuse for us to discuss all of the Machlokas of Beit Shammai VeHillel, at least a little bit of Rambam, which is consistent, as we pointed out, with the Gemara in Erevin, where the entire issue of Beit Shammai VeHillel is actually centered in Erevin, together with all of the stories. And one of the things that we mentioned already, once we were talking about the history of Gezeiros, and seeing the way that Gezeiros are actually staggered so that they gradually come into play, and that the understanding of the Beis HaMikdash's ultimate destruction led to a lot of staggered Gezeiros. So we had gotten into different Gezeiros that don't seem to have anything to do with our sugya. And one of them was Klei Zchuchit, and that was what we were talking about last. Now, I did want to give over what I think is an important idea, Benogea, this entire concept, and why in the world we are talking about connections of this sugya to all of these gezeiros. And I think that it cannot be a coincidence that Shlomo HaMelech was gozer two things. One of the issues which turns out to be involved in the Yudches Dvorim, and the other one is Shabbos and Erevin. That's absolutely crazy, right? And you're going back all the way to the beginning of the Gezeiros, where over there it says Ezer v'tikein. So Chazal says also Aznayim Latera, and that he made it as if that's the Ezein v'tikein. He made it easier to keep Divrei Tera by creating the Mishmeres for Tera, and that was the Takona of Erevin. So that's absolutely amazing. I mean, what a coincidence that he should be Isaac in exactly the sugi of the Yudches Dvorim while he's involved in the dinam of Shabbos ve'erevin. As I already pointed out to you, all of the machlokasin and the takonis that we're talking about are dinim sama beit shammai beit hillel and erevin and Shabbos. Now, the other amazing coincidence, of course, is the fact that the first mishmeret that we find is Avram Avinu Vayishmor Mishmarti, according to which Chazal are koveya that Avram Avinu kept Erevin. So apparently there's something about the nature of Gezeiros Bichlal, which is part of Meseches Erevin and Rishuyos of Shabbos. Now come on, man, tell me that isn't crazy. Is it possible that this is because of the way that the Torah introduces Shabbos to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'shomru v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, is the Vayishmor Mishmarti, and so on. So it may well be that we are dealing over here with something that is very, very primal in terms of our relationship to Gezeiros Bichlal, and therefore we should not be surprised to find the history of Mishmeres and developing Mishmeres, which is the Hilchata Rabbasi l'Shabbata, which others say, you know, just they say it as a ritzonis, but it's not, it isn't really a ritzonis. What Rabbi Yossi was saying, oh God, there are so many of these stuff for Shabbos. Don't tell me this one. There's a lot of things I got to remember about Gezeiros when it comes to Shabbos. Okay. Anyway, so the last thing that we learned was we were talking about the Gezeira on Kli Zechuchit. We wanted to know why it would be that the Rabbanan would have actually made Kli Zechuchit's tome. What was it about Kli Zechuchis that they felt needed to be tame? And we said that the gzeira was because they were similar to earthenware, because they're made out of sand, and that gives us the relationship to earthenware. So then we had the problem of, if that's the case, so then why would they have tahira b'mikveh? Doesn't it say beferish that they do have tahira b'mikveh? And we had to learn that case in the Mishnah, in Mikvos, that the din of tahira b'mikveh was talking specifically, this is a very tough kind of answer, was talking specifically about a case where there had been a hole in the Kli Zechuchit and it was fixed with soldering. They dropped lead into it, and lead being a metal, because in that, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds a kol olechach or a ma'amid, it would have a din of a kli of metal. According to the Rabbanan, it would be tar. By the way, we mentioned yesterday very briefly that according to Rashi, the mashma'ut here is that it would be tar even after it was fixed. Tosfos does not hold of that pshat. it's totally, you know, understanding the nature of Kli Cheres that was Nishbar, according to which Shita, it will never become Tomei again, whereas Tosfos understands it only means that it will not become Tomei Dioraita. Oh, it still remains, of course, a Kli Zchuchit, according to the Rabbanan. And the only Machlokas over here is Rabbi Meir, Metamei Dioraita. So we're up to the last two words on Tetvav Amud Beit. Asks the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that it has a din of a Kli Cheres, how do we explain the fact that glass is Mekabel Tuma from the outside? Because, of course, Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tuma from the outside. And does it not say, Beferish in the Mishnah, Kli Cheres v'Kli Neter Tumatam Shava. It says, Beferish, that nitrate, these were things that it's amazing. A lot of the inyana that we've been learning in the Mishnayos and Kelim are coming to the fore in these Dapim over here with Shabbos. And these nitrates, which it turns out to be the aluminum nitrate, which is the base of our aluminum kalim, but at that time they weren't able to separate out the aluminum. It had a din, therefore, of a Kli Cheres. Then it's exactly the same. It's metamin, metamin, me'avirehen, so that it can be metamin something, can be makabel tumah from something in the airspace without ever coming into contact with them. It's completely new halacha, but it applies only to Kli Cheres and to Kli Neter. Do not mistake the word me'achoreihem to mean from the outside. It doesn't mean from the outside. It means if they're upside down and they have a place to be makabel something in the bottom, as often happens at the bottom of kelim, so then that is considered to also be avir, and it will be metamimi avir, but they are not makabel tuma from the outside. Furthermore, Shviratan Mitaharatan, the way to be Mitar them is only through breaking them. But note that it stresses over here, Dafka Kli Neter V'Kli Cheres, only those two, where do we have that din of Tumatan Shava, and it leaves out glass, for sure. So Midi Achrina Lo, apparently glass does not have this halacha, and it is Mekabel Tumah from the outside, and if it's supposedly, because it's Doima L'Kli Cheres, because the sand should be looked at the same as dirt, then why would that be true? Answers the Gemara, well, it's because we had to be machmer on them. Why are we machmer on them? Because since if they break, they are fixable in the sense that you can melt them down and reuse them, which you certainly cannot do. They are not recyclable. If it's Kli Cheres, there's absolutely no way to recycle it. But you can recycle metal and glass. Because of the recycling ability, it's considered to be similar to metallic kalim. So because of that, we were machmer on it to give it the din of metal that it would be makabel tuma from the outside. All you guys have been doing kalim, you see, it was well worth it. Look at that. We're able to get through this very easily. Ask the Gemara, but... What?
Could Rebbe please demonstrate now the use of a Kli Zchuchis?
Okay, I love the puns and everything else and the cute way that things are said, but
Rebbe,
they...
Please drink.
I understand, but the interruptions are really not valuable enough to stir the entire flow of a sugya. It's just outrageous. If you want to wave the glass at me, I generally respond, and I'm very grateful. The interruptions are real interruptions. So please judge accordingly. Thank you. Now I will take a drink. Okay. So, getting back to the sugya after that interruption. So we're saying over here that since they are recyclable, we gave them a din of metallic kalim. The only thing is that that leads to another serious problem to all of your kalim followers. And that is, there is a new concept of tumatana yishana. Because as we said, that the gezeira about kli matachot is only benogea, that if they are remelted, and we're going to see that a little bit later today, if they are melted and reformed, had they been tamei before, they become tamei min rabbanan the moment that you reconstruct them. Why is that not the case when we're talking about glass kalim? It should be exactly the same. And the din over there is, Ditznan, klei matachot pishuteyenu mekableyem tmeim nishbaru tiaru chazar v'yasameyem kelim chazru letumatama yishana. They go back to being tamei just as they were initially, which is quite astounding. But this is a din specifically, and this is, of course, we just had this mission in Kelim. This is a din particularly in Kli Matachot, not in Kli Zchuchit, because we look up at Kli Zchuchit. On the other hand, when it comes to Zchuchit, we have the Mishnah in Kalim again, where it says Kli, that Davka, by Kli Matachot, Kli Eitz, Kli Or, Kli Etzem, Kli Zchuchit, the din in all of them is, and this was the opening of the perek, the din in all of them is, that if they break, they are tahar. Only the cases over here would be that if you remade them, and chazer va'asa mehem kelim. So first of all, klei matachot are also, remember it says over here, pshuteim, that even though they don't have a base kibbutz, which we're going to get to in a minute, where we'll talk about that later, but kelim that are zchuchit, it says beferish that Nishbaru, Tiaru, Chazav Yosemem Kalim, Mekamatum Mikan al Haba. They can only become Tame from this point forwards, even if you melted them down and you fixed them. And not Lemafreya. So why not? According to you, they are similar to metal. Ah, you are 100% right. But remember that the whole din of Tuma of Zchuchit is Dirabonin in the first place. The Torah never mentions the Zchuchit as a Kli. And the whole din of Chozrim L'Tumah HaYishana by Matachot is also Dirabbana. So therefore, when it came to a Tuma Diraita, Betuma Diraita Chitab Rabbanan Tuma, but Betuma Dirabbanan, Dirabbanan Lo Achit Rabbanan Tuma. And therefore, they were not going to make a Gzera L'Gzera, so to speak, one on top of the other. Moshe missed a very important introduction, and I hope that he will get an opportunity to hear the beginning. Okay, ask the Gemara, but there's another problem, and that is Peshuteyem Mielatami. The din that we said before is that if it does not have a Beit Kibul, then it will not be Mekabel Tuma. Which means that Peshutei Kli Zechuchit are not Metame, but Peshutei Kli Matechet are Metame Midioraita, not Minrabbanan. So we don't have the excuse to say that we made it different, because it was only a gezeira on Kli Zchuchit, and yet for some reason, Kli Zchuchit are inconsistent with Kli Matachot because they need to have a Beit Kibul, and Pshuteyem is not Metame. How the heck to explain that? Answers the Gemara, that was done on purpose to ask the question. Because in making it different, and remember that we had this many, many times in Masechet Kelim, when the Rabbanan create a din of Tuma, they are careful to make one aspect of it. We had this earlier in Brachas. We had it in Shabbos. They are careful to make a din that makes no sense. And the value of making the din that makes no sense is that people will say, wait a second, this is inconsistent. It can't be a Dioraita. Ah, why do we want people to remember that it's a Drabonan? Because that way they won't make the mistake of burning Kachim or burning Truma. And the only time that we had cases we would actually burn were the cases of the Rabbanan of the Shmonim Shana, the Gezeres of the Shisha Sveikas, but not in any other case where it's the Rabbanan. So, Kiechro Lisra Faleo Truma Vekachim, the Rabbanan specifically went out of their way to make this difference. Rav Ashi has an absolutely brilliant solution to all of our problems. And Rav Ashi says, now forget about all of this stuff, okay? The reason that Pshutei Kli Zechuchit is not Mekabel Tuma is because you were right the first time. Kli Zechuchit are similar to Kli Cheres. Pshutei Kli Cheres are not Mekabel Tuma, neither are Pshutei the Zechuchit. Now, I know what your problem is. Think about how we got into this whole mess in the first place. We got into this mess because you asked, well, how come they're Mekabel Tuma Migaban? And why aren't they similar to Kli Neter that we said before? Huh? I'll tell you, very simple. Brilliant answer. Says Rav Ashi, they don't have a backside. Look at my glass that Barnea wants us so to look carefully at. And note, it is full, which Barnea does not approve of. But how do you know that it's full? I thought the water is inside the glass. Aha! The very fact that it's transparent, says Rav Ashi, means that you can't view the water as being inside the glass. The transparency per se blurs the difference between inside and outside. Is that ingenious? So because of that, a kli zechuchit, by definition, in touching the outside, you're also essentially touching the inside. L'chaim. So the real answer, therefore, says Rav Ashi, is not because they were similar to the kli matachot, which led to all your problems about chozer l'tumah yeshana and all of this stuff, and that is something that is whole v'nira tocho kevoro. Although Tosfos points out that Rav Ashi himself holds that the fact that they are recyclable is a good enough reason for why new kli zechuchit need to be tevel in a mikvah. But it's only good enough for that. That we made that takana, that if you're going to use them, you do tefillah. But it does not, and it's because of that that we talked about the chatzitza and so on. My gosh, Baruch Avram is overwhelming me this morning with so many new participants over here all at once. This is really special. How come they're not sitting down with a Gemara? So, Shimon, now, we had additional mentions of Gzeres, and that was Shimon ben Shetach. He was the one that was metaken k'tuva le'isha, which we explained actually only means that kol nechasai aravoyin, and he was gozer tuma al kli matachot. What? What do you mean gozer tuma metal kelim? That's a beferish pasuk. You're right. I mean, the achet hazahav, the takesev, the abdil, the nakorshet, and so on. I mean, all the metals are mentioned. You know, the din of matachot means what we've been talking about all along over here, that recycled kli matachot become tamei as they were, which is a wild situation. Why did he make that actual gezerah, and what was its history? The Omer of Yonah Marab, remember that Shlomtzion Hamalka was married to Yanai, and that was the whole story that she introduced. Shimon ben Shetach was her brother who she had hid. Remember the whole story that they didn't have anybody to say Birkat HaMazon. Anyway, so during her period of Shlomtzion HaMalka, she made this wedding, right? And the caterers got into a terrible mess because after they had set all of the tables, one of the workers dropped dead and was metame every last thing but Tumas Meis, which would have required putting off the chasana for 7 days until all the kelim could have been metu harim with the paraduma. What a disaster. And what would they do with all of the food that they were going to bring in? It was terrible. So what did she come up with? A brilliant solution. She went ahead and she broke all of the kelim and she had them resoldered, so that way they would be new kelim. She was mevatel the tumah, and everything would be ready by the wedding that night. V'netanana tzoreif, she brought in a solderer, v'ritchan, he soldered them back on, and asamim kelim chadashim. So it was at that point that the chachomim, and of course the chachomim were led then by Shimon ben Shetach, they said, yachzur l'tumatam yeshana, no way, Jose. My taima mishum gader mechatat naguba. Because if this is allowed, nobody is ever going to use the paraduma again. They're going to say, well, do I have to go through 7 days of tzores? I'll just make a little hole. I'll break off the handle. I'll bring it into the local repair shop, and it'll be fine. I don't have to go through this expensive business. Also getting older to mechatas. It's much cheaper to just get it fixed. Wait a minute. But remember, we had in Kalim that not everybody agrees that that's the basis of Chazur L'Tumah Yishonah. So, honey, Chalamad Yomalola Kolatumot Amrola Tumatamit Pilvadam Rushapir. If you hold like the Shita that says that it's only a function of Tumat made, this would be the reason. Because if the problem is the people don't want to wait 7 days, so then it's only going to be Nogea where there's a Tumah of 7 days, which is Tumat made. But if you hold according to Chalamad Yomalola Kolatumot Amru, I mean, why would they say this for Tumas Sheretz? Just put it into a mikvah. There's no expense and no weight involved. Omar Abaye, well, the reason is, Gzeira Sholdema lo yipenebuchle taharato. Look, it isn't pleasant to make a hole in your beautiful silver dish, you know, or break it in a way that is going to take off its Tumah. So we were gozer that we were afraid people will say, yeah, I made a hole. But it wasn't a hole kamotzi rimon, which has to be the hole for a balabayit, right? And so on. So because of that, they didn't want you to rely on it. Rava says, no, that's not why. The reason why is, what would have been imagined in Shlomtzion HaMalka's wedding if all of the things had become Tamei B'Sheretz, and everybody would have come in that night, and the Suda, let's say the Suda began at 6 o'clock, and Shkia was only at 7 o'clock, and they're all sitting there and eating. So they would have said, oh, so you see there's no din of Harav Shemesh on Kalim. The din of Harav Shemesh must be Dafka on people. Because how could we be eating all of this stuff on Kalim that are still Tumayim because they were not Harav Shemesh? So because of that, we were afraid that Gezerah Shemayomer Tvila Bat Yuma Olala. What would be the difference between these two approaches? Where you completely crush them and you put them through a grinder and then you remade them. So there's obviously no problem over there of maybe you're not going to make the whole properly. This is one pshat in Rashi. The only problem is that people will say you're still using the kalim. Rashi does not prefer that pshat, and Rashi says, listen, we can't make differences between putting them through a grinder or making a hole. People are not going to see that as a difference. The halacha is, whatever it is that takes off tumah, takes off tumah. I mean, what are we going to do? But there would be a problem. If we allow them to grind it up, then they'll also make holes, and maybe it won't be the right side holes. However, if you actually recycled the kli completely, melted it down, and made a new kli, nobody's going to believe that that's the same kli that was there. They'll see it's a brand new kli, and they'll understand that that was not a tahira that came through the mikveh. And that's Rashi's preferable pshat, and it makes much more sense. Okay, that gives us a grand total of 9 of the Yud Ches Dover. Because even though we all had all of these wonderful other gezeras, they weren't part of the Yud Ches Dvarim. So can you tell me some more? What is the rest? V'idach mahi. Okay, let's take the next. The Tzad. We have the case of the question of whether a mikvaos is something that fell into a kli, ipso facto, unusable for a mikvah, and will passel the mikvah. So imagine a case where it had rained overnight and you had left out some buckets you forgot to bring in, and now the buckets are filled. You pour it into a mikveh that was chaser. Now remember, we just learned yesterday that shlosha lugin mayim psulim, according to the edus of the people that lived over there, the guardian that lived at the dung gate, they said that would pass the mikveh. That's how we paskined in idiot. Suppose that water that was in the bucket was poured into the mikveh that was chaser. Would that mikveh be pasul? The answer is no. The mikveh would not be pasul. The reason that the mikveh would not be pasul is because we have a fascinating halacha, which is called da'at, which is so central to all dinim of Tyrus, of course, and that is called the halacha of requiring she'iva mida'at. It has to be, the technical term is nitmale leda'at. The kli had to be filled with water because you wanted it that way. So if something was just left outside without any intent for getting filled with water, it would not become mayim shuvim, remarkably. So the Mishnah says like this. Suppose you put a bucket underneath a drain pipe, where over there the water will definitely, you clearly want to collect water. You want to collect rainwater. And you want it to put to go into a kli. Then it doesn't matter what type of kli. Even though we learned in Kalim, that let's say if you have a wooden kli that cannot be moved and it's more than arboim sa'a, it doesn't matter. That it's not makabel tuma, but the din of kabbalah's tuma does not change the concept of she'iva. Let's not get the two confused. A kli is a kli is a kli, and it doesn't matter whether it's a kli vis-a-vis the din of kabbalah's tuma or not. So even if it's a giant kli, that doesn't matter, or whether it's a tiny kli, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's a type of kli that anyway could never be makabel tumah because it's made out of stone. So it would be stoneware, or it would be klei adoma, which is unbaked cheres, or klei gilolim. Normally we use that as being dungware, whereas over here Rashi says it means marble. Post limit mikvah, the point is you left it there, then the mikvah will become posel. Now this is true whether it got filled from your initial living it there, or whether you forgot them, but this means forgot them there, meaning that you had left a bucket under the drain pipe. By the way, why is the drain pipe itself not considered to be a kli? There could be numerous explanations for this. One is that the drain pipe was hollowed out after it was already mechuber to the home, which makes it mechuber to karka, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Another is that we could be talking about pshute kli eitz. It's talking about a wooden drain pipe that's open on both ends, and therefore has no base kibul. And so on. But obviously, we're talking about a case where the pipe, per se, was not something that created she'iva. So here what happened is there were a lot of beautiful clouds in the sky. You take out your buckets, you put them under these drain pipes, and you're convinced that, oh my gosh, it's going to be fun. I'm going to have my whole mikveh filled. And then what happens? It doesn't rain, and the clouds go bye-bye. Now, there's two different cases. There's a case where it doesn't rain, and you drive off to work. So if it doesn't rain and you drive off to work, and then it rains 2 hours later. Now we're going to see that in that case, your original intent to leave it there is still considered to be a machshava. Everybody agrees that that is considered to be nitmalei ledat if it ultimately rains as a result of your initial placement in order to fill it. The question would be, we're going to understand later on in a moment what the machlokas is, whether if the rain clouds went away and the day cleared up and you were simply too busy to remember the whole thing, you would have brought them inside maybe, but you just forgot that you'd left it out there. So there we have a machlokas, what the halacha is if you were shokheach. Because according to Beit Shammai, it doesn't matter if you forgot them there. Whereas according to Beit Hillel, no, if you forgot them there, then it would not be my mitaharim, doesn't mean taira. It means whether they're roy to pasul the mikveh or not. Tar means they don't pasul the mikveh. Omer Rebbe Meir, that happened over here is they took a vote and Beit Shammai was able to outnumber Beit Hillel, which accordingly means that this is one of the Yud Ches Dover. Okay, so now we have number 10. And Modim Beit Shammai, B'shocheach B'chatzer, Beit Shammai is Moda, that if you didn't have a drain pipe and you just put out your Dali into the open air under the sky, that over there, since the original Machshava is not Nikeret Mitoch Ma'asav, Nikeret Mitoch Ma'asav means that it's unambiguously clear what your intent was. So where it's not Nikeret Mitoch Ma'asav, that type of thing is not considered to be a machshava that is there the entire time. And over there, if you forgot it, it would be tahor. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, the machloket is still b'mekoma omedet, which means that according to Rabbi Yossi, we are missing one of the Yud Ches Dvarim because they never did outvote him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said b'mekoma omedet. Omer Misharshi, I just want to make sure that everybody understands what the machlokas is. Everybody, both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel Moda, that if you put your bucket in the time when there were a lot of rain clouds and you put it out there, that obviously it's going to be tamei. Tamei, again, doesn't mean tamei really, obviously. It means it's considered to be a mayim she'uvim and nothing changed just because you went off to work and forgot about it. And if you left it under the pipe, you left it while the clouds were b'shas pizur avim, so everybody agrees that it's tahor because there were no clouds, and it's not nikur that your machshava is that it should get filled. Lo nechku ela she'nichum b'shat kishur avim. The machlokas is where you put it down when there were clouds. It looked like it was going to rain. Then the clouds ultimately disappeared. Then a new storm comes along. And now Chosev Nitkashu, Beit Hillel says, look, once the clouds go away, the Machshava goes away. Whereas Beit Shammai says, lo bat lo Machshavto. Now this halacha is very important for your tefillin. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Why is it important for your tefillin? Because your Ritzuas might be puzzled because of this Gemara. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. You see, the Gemara is taking for granted that if the guy puts something underneath the drain pipe, just because there's no clouds in the sky, therefore divrei hakol tahorim, why divrei hakol tahorim? The guy put it there so that when it rains, it will become filled. I mean, why would we assume that a guy putting his bucket under a rain pipe is not considered to be nitmale ladas? It makes no sense, right? You see from here that if your machshava is a machshava that is inherently conditional, I'm putting it out there so that if it rains, then it should become nitmale. If it doesn't rain, then it should just sit there. Is not considered to be nitmale midas. Now, the problem is that it used to be, before someone brought this up about 40 years ago, and they started being makbid on it used to be that when the tefillin makers would make ritzuot, the ritzuot were often, the leather wasn't tanned properly, and it would have holes and it would be too weak to hold the ritzuot. They made a condition that if it comes out to be that they're usable for tefillin, then it's l'shem kedushas tefillin. But if it turns out that the tannery is not good enough, so then it's not kodesh. That way they would be allowed to sell it for other usages, whereas otherwise they wouldn't be allowed to sell it for other usages. It would be a major loss. But according to this Gemara, that type of condition is not considered to be ladas because it's conditional. So everybody got rid of, I did too. Everybody got rid of their ritzuas because this is the way all ritzuas were made at the time, and bought new ritzuas that were made without any condition in the same condition as tefillin. Haha. You never know what a sugya might be teaching you, right? Incredible. Okay, anyway, so therefore, in this case, where is the machlokas? Lo nechal shenichem b'shas kisharavim. You put them under the pipe when it was, yeah, so we said. Ask the Gemara, but what about according to Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi claims that the machlokas stands. Machlokas atayim b'mkoma, so now he's got one yud ches dvarim short, because he doesn't have now number 10. Amrim Nachman bar Yitzchak. Well, there were other things that he includes, and that would be benot kutim nidot marisatan bo bayom gazru. Remember the halacha that we had recently when we were learning nida, that remember the Torah is marba specifically that an infant, even a newborn infant, who was stimulated by the mother's hormone to be either a zava or a nida, which is, by the way, quite common, as is witch's milk, as you'll recall, which is milk from, well, it could be also from a male or a female, but from breasts that have been stimulated by the mother. The same thing is true that those hormones can stimulate ria of nidais or zivais, even in an infant. The kusim, because they don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, never made that drasha. And therefore, when they say that a child is tahira, we don't believe them. And therefore, they never are mitavelet. Because of that, all of their children are considered to be nidais from the time that they're born. And that was another gezeira that was made. The real reason for the gezeira, as Tosis points out, is shelo yitama ubahem. We don't want Yisrael mixing with them, and therefore we avoid all of the question of whether they're considered to be gerei arayas or whether they're gerei emes and things like that. Okay, we need more. Tell me more. Ve'idach mai. What else could there be? Tomorrow we shall find out what else there could be.